This is episode number 2268 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Ashton Kutcher has been fighting a battle with a super rare form of vasculitis.
Wow. Now, what is that?
Inflammation of blood vessels.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's an autoimmune disorder.
Okay.
So yesterday, Access Hollywood shared a sneak peek of Ashton's last night on Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Oh, really?
During which he detailed his diagnosis publicly for the very first time.
Wow.
So, and this happened, and he even said, like, 2 years ago, I had this weird, super rare form of vasculitis that, like, knocked out my vision, it knocked out my hearing, and knocked out, like, all my equilibrium. So he was telling this to Bear. Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
It took him a year to fully recover.
Oh, my God.
And so this was so quiet. Nobody knew.
I was wondering where they've been. You know, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
In the last, I'm just trying to think, since the pandemic, we really didn't hear much from them until just recently.
Yeah.
When he started talking about the 90 show and some other projects he's working on.
So he said it took him a year to fully recover. Oh, and after hearing about Ashton's health battle, Bear commended him for his resilience. And what do they say in survival? Storms make you stronger.
Storms.
And he said, I think he's living proof of that. So Ashton's episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls aired last night on Nat Geo.
Ooh.
Which I did not know.
Okay.
And so I'm going to have to watch that.
Okay. Right. Yeah, that's, I don't know how, I've seen a couple of episodes of that. I guess they like drop celebrities in on one side of the island from a helicopter.
Oh, I like that show. I don't watch it that often, but I think it's pretty cool, actually.
They got to get across the island to get picked up on the other side within a day or so, and they've got nothing. No nothing, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even think they have, like, a backpack or anything, do they? It's just like they might have a killing knife, and that's about it. No, that's interesting and scary, and the fact that we've not heard about it, too, that's very interesting that they've kept that quiet. But I guess in the pandemic times, I guess people weren't really paying attention to that, you know, to entertainers, whatever. They weren't doing much. So I get it, you know. Well, we're glad he's better, and we're glad for him. We're glad for his family. And that's just scary as hell. You think about
it. Yeah.
You know, you get knocked out in your vision, knocked out in your hearing.
That's just
knocked out in your equilibrium. I mean, oh, man, that's scary. That's scary crap. So anyway.
God, I bet he cracked some good jokes.
And I'll be honest with you, the recovery and then going on a survival mission with Bear Grylls is kind of like, really? Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you should stay home.
No.
You know, make sure you're okay.
No, he recovered for a year, and he's had another year to get stronger, and now he's going out there doing it. Ripped from the headlines, the Amber Heard Johnny Depp defamation trial is now coming to the new season of Law & Order.
Oh.
SVU.
Oh, no. No. Dung, dung. Wow.
I'm not surprised.
Well, no, they do. They do take stories that are real and they dramatize them.
Yes. That's they always the call whole them deal. From the headlines.
That's the whole deal with the show, right? Almost every story on there has really happened, whether it was famous or not. But that's a different story.
Well, sometimes they do
they
ones
the
that
OJ,
are based on a
I
true
think
story.
I did the OJ trial way back when. That's how long, not SVU, but that's how long Law & Order's been on. Law & Order was on for a bunch of years. It went off, and it came back again with new stories. That's crazy. But you say this is SVU?
This is SVU.
Huh.
Yeah.
Special Victims Unit. Does the poop make it a special victim?
No, all the, you know, liquor bottles and such.
Oh, God. Anyway, okay, so this is happening.
So in photos taken during filming of an upcoming episode on location in New York City.
Close set.
Detective
so close.
Olivia Benson.
Uh-huh.
Mariska Hargitay. She's seen exiting a courtroom accompanying a female celebrity played by Julia Goldani Teals.
Dong dong.
The signs mirror those on display during the blockbuster trial, where supporters outside the courthouse declare themselves on either Team Amber or or Team Johnny. Woo!
More woo. Dong dong. Well, I'm sure that the names have been changed. So it's got to be Team something else and something else. It won't be Amber and Johnny. I almost guarantee you.
I wouldn't know because that's...
Isn't that what they do? They change the names, right? It's kind of like the FBI series. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Well, while that is true, is I mean... Yeah.
Have you watched Law and Order in a while, or have you...
I actually... We'll watch an episode, and I don't know. I don't even know why I do this, but it came up on my Facebook feeds,
yeah.
My watch list,
yeah,
right. Or my watches,
yeah.
And they're fast forwarded.
What do you mean they're?
They're sped up.
Oh, why are they sped up?
So you don't have the whole episode just dragging on.
Okay.
They're not like,
but they're like still double time.
You're still fast, yeah.
Yeah, well, like you can listen to podcasts in double time, which actually sounds a little weird, but your brain can actually comprehend. Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Like, you know, it's like things are going by you twice as fast as they should be, and your brain's like, I get it. I got that. I got that one, too. In fact, I'm wondering if your brain is better at comprehending stuff going fast like that than going at regular speed. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
because, you know, it's having to work harder. And anything that makes my brain work harder or less than hard is probably a
good
thing.
Don't hurt yourself.
I know. I'm going stretching a long ways. Did I tell you that Halle Berry's got purple hair?
Yes, you did.
I did. Didn't I? Uh-huh. She's let it go curly, too. And it's cut short. So it's a short, curly, purple hair.
You know what that means?
What does that mean?
You'll be talking about this until her hair grows out.
No, that's not true, because she'll get weaves. You know, I mean, she's not going to grow her hair out. Or if she does, she does. What do you care? It's Halle Berry, for God's sake. She's got purple hair. She looks cute.
Well, she looks cute in a paper bag.
And she's 56, but not
Shut
today.
Up. I don't want to talk about it.
All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.